The Lord be with you. Let us pray. Almighty God, the resplendent light of your truth shines from the mountaintop into our hearts. Transfigure us by your beloved Son, and illumine the world with your image. For we ask this through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
The Holy Gospel according to Mark, the 9th chapter, beginning at the 2nd verse. Glory to you, O Lord. 6 days later, Jesus took with him Peter, James, and John, and led them up a high mountain apart by themselves. And he was transfigured before them, and his clothes became dazzling white, such as no one on earth could bleach them. And there appeared to them Elijah with Moses, who were talking with Jesus. Then Peter said to Jesus, "Rabbi, it is good for us to be here. Let us make three dwellings, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah." He did not know what to say, for they were terrified. Then a cloud overshadowed them, and from the cloud there came a voice. "This is my Son, the Beloved. Listen to him." Suddenly, when they looked around, they saw no one with them anymore but Jesus. As they were coming down the mountain, he ordered them to tell no one what they had seen until after the Son of Man had risen from the dead. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Grace and peace to you from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. There is so much packed into this gospel, and just this small section of Mark's gospel. So if you're willing to stay with me 3 or 4 hours, maybe we can get to most of it. Here's what the recap looks like. In this small section, we see the kingdom of God coming in power. We see the connection between Jesus and the law and prophets. Jesus is the one the prophets anticipate. Jesus, a mountaintop experience in down times. Jesus as divine being. Jesus' martyrdom. The disciples' blindness. God's declaration about Jesus. And a new command from God. But rather than try to tackle all of that, we're going to hone in just on how Jesus' transfiguration demands our transformation. First, we need to take a look at this passage in Mark and how it is a bookend for Jesus' baptism. Way back when we talked about Jesus' baptism as his coming out party. And here we are, almost full circle, because Jesus will come down the mountain in his final trip to Jerusalem and his journey toward the cross in a neat package. We look at how Jesus' baptism set in motion the journey which brings us here today. We're on the cusp of Lent as Jesus prepares his final journey to Jerusalem, which ultimately leads him to the cross. In Mark, at the time of Jesus' baptism, the skies open up and a dove descends. And a voice is heard, a voice that is speaking to Jesus. "You are my beloved, in whom I am well pleased." These are words for Jesus to hear and receive. Today, in this section of Mark, Jesus is transfigured in a brightness that no brightness this world can duplicate. And a cloud comes to overshadow them, and from that cloud comes a voice. This time, the voice is not speaking to Jesus, but to the witnesses there and to us. "This is my Son, the Beloved. Listen to him." Listen to him. Listen to him because what he will teach you is good for you. What he will teach you brings comfort. What he will teach you brings peace. And what he will teach you is love, the way love is meant to be. What he says to you will transform you, so that the world may be transformed. When we dwell in Jesus' teachings, we're empowered with the stuff of life. Jesus has the recipe for what is good for us, and that transforms us to be better, to live better than anything the world can offer us. Martin Luther says this about listening and hearing. If you were to ask a Christian what their task is and by what they are worthy of the name of Christian, there would be no other response than hearing the word of God. That is faith. Ears are the only organs of the Christian. This reminds me of, we have a new adventure at our Reynolds family. There's a new addition. He arrived last Monday, and his name is Jack David Reynolds. Now, this has brought no small measure of unsettledness to his bigger 2-year-old brother, Jet William Reynolds. But now that the baby is home, Jet has taken it upon himself to make it his duty to listen. And so now what is ringing through the Reynolds household in Bakersfield, California, is about, every 15 minutes or so, "Daddy, Daddy, Daddy, listen, listen, hurry, crying, crying." Jet doesn't have a very large vocabulary right now at the ripe old age of 2, but he's tuned in on hearing what this new arrival has to say. A few weeks ago, we asked that applause be held during worship for musical interludes. That wasn't because we wanted to be fun deniers or fuddy-duddies. It was so that we could allow ourselves and others to fully appreciate our worship music, not as performance, but rather another vehicle to receive God's word and to let God's word soak in. And that's different than joyfully using our hands and feet during songs that inspire movement and joy. Listening to the word brings transformation. How's that? To really lean into God's word with open ears and open hearts, we make space for God to respond. When we listen for God's response, transformation happens through new inspiration, encouragements, letting God's love surround us, and opening our hearts to the situation of others. Last week, Pastor Steve highlighted the distinct welcome here at Lord of Life. And that kind of welcome comes from paying attention to God's word. And God's word never leaves us where we are. Our personal transformation is never finished. God continues to create and recreate something new in us. Part of our wonderful welcome here at Lord of Life is the ability to listen. A welcome greeting can be so much more than just, "Hello, we're glad you're here." Welcoming means acceptance of where people are. To welcome truly says, "Come in without judgment. Come to a place that is safe for you to belong. Join with us in listening to God's word for us today. Let us be transformed together." Next week, we begin our Lenten journey together, and I encourage you to join in with a small group for our book study this year. Our book is called A Clearing Season. And part of the process of this book is to clear out what distracts us, stop the noise, stop everything that gets in the way of receiving all that God has to say to us. It's sort of like cleaning out your closet, but with more long-lasting results. As our listening informs our transformation, so our transformation strengthens our faith. Strength in faith is the key to every Christian's mountaintop transformation. And listening for God's word is the food for strong faith. Amen.
I invite you to join with me as we confess our Christian faith using the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. As we celebrate Christ embodied in human form, we pray for God's blessing on the church, the world, and all of creation. I'll end each petition with the words, God of grace, please respond, receive our prayer. As we celebrate Christ embodied in human form, we pray for God's blessing on the church, the world, and all of creation. We pray for the church, that the transformational power of God enters the hearts of all people. May its leaders serve as examples of your grace and healing across time and space. God of grace, receive our prayer. We pray for your creation, that we humbly observe the swirl of wind and heat of the bright sun. Teach us to honor all that you have made and care for it. God of grace, receive our prayer. We pray for those charged with leadership, lawmaking, and governance of our towns, states, and countries, that they will strive for goodness and justice all the days of their lives. God of grace, receive our prayer. We pray for any who are sick and suffering, especially those whom we name now. Guide us to offer hospitality, shelter, friendship, and to care for any in need. God of grace, receive our prayer. We pray for this congregation and its ministry in the wider community. May we share the transforming beauty and love of God in ways that honor the dignity of all whom we encounter. And this week, we especially lift up our mobile pack for Feed My Starving Children. We thank you for the volunteers, for those who have supported it with their finances, and we pray for a very safe and successful food packing event that feeds children around the world. God of grace, receive our prayer. Trusting that all the saints, prophets, and those who die in faith are held in your care, we remember in thanksgiving those who have died. Grant us your gift of salvation as we await your coming again in glory. God of grace, receive our prayer. Knowing the Holy Spirit intercedes for us, we offer these prayers and the silent prayers of our hearts in the name of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord's face shine on you with grace and mercy. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen.